Five-Minute Mystery.
Homicide Bureau, Sergeant Timmons speaking.
Sergeant, this is Ken Forbes of the Lawson Forbes Machinery Company.
Yes?
You better send one of your men out here to our factory right away.
Accident?
Yeah, worse than that. It's about a young ex-convict we have working here. He just murdered Mr. Lawson.
Hello, are you Mr. Forbes?
What?
I say, are you the Mr. Forbes that called police?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yes, I'm Forbes. It's an extremely rush order I'm working on. I couldn't afford to let it wait.
I understand, yes.
If you'll just follow me, Inspector. Uh-huh. Mr. Lawson's in his office over here, officer. Just like I found him after Joseph shot him. There's the body.
Shot through the head, hmm? This the gun?
Yes, Lawson's own gun.
A pretty small gun for a man to have. Usually you only find these in a woman's purse. Didn't you say this Joseph was an ex-convict, Mr. Forbes?
That's right, officer. I warned Lawson about hiring someone with a police record, but he ignored me.
Why? Well, where is this Joseph? Did he get away?
I have him locked in the washroom here, so he couldn't run away. Now, come on out.
Well, haven't you anything to say, Joseph?
What's the use? What good would it do me to say I didn't do it? Who'd believe me, an ex-con?
Why'd you do it?
I didn't do it. I was working on the milling machine, and Mr. Forbes knows it.
Officer, I heard Lawson giving Joseph the devil just before this happened. I'd been in the office for...
That's a lie.
It's not a lie. You had been snooping. I saw you going through the checking accounts 2 days ago.
Mr. Lawson asked me to help him audit the accounts.
That's a poor alibi. Ask you. Why wouldn't he have his own partner help him on the audit? You were just snooping. He probably caught you this afternoon, and you, knowing where Lawson kept his gun, got it and shot him.
Forbes, what were you doing all the time the squabble was going on?
I was operating that chain of automatic punch presses over there in the corner. As I told you when you came in, it's a rush order.
And how did you know about this?
Well, I heard Lawson giving Joseph here a good lacing. Joseph seemed pretty sullen. Then all of a sudden, I heard a shot. I ran into the office and found Lawson slumped back in his chair, blood running from his temples.
I didn't do it, officer. Just because I was set up once for some childish prank, you can't accuse me of murder.
I'm not accusing you, Joseph. But I am arresting Mr. Forbes for the murder of his partner.
What clue did the officer uncover that turned the finger of guilt on Mr. Forbes? We'll find out in one moment. But first... Officer and the solution.
Forbes, you said you were operating those punch presses when you heard Lawson arguing with Joseph. Then you heard the shot.
I did.
This gun being so small makes very little noise, yet you say you heard it over there in the corner with all those punch presses going. Forbes, you couldn't have heard a shot because just a few minutes ago, you couldn't hear me for all the noise, and I was shouting right into your ears. No, Forbes, your ears aren't that good, and neither is your alibi.